from inside the bunker of the MTD radio studios. I'm Tom, a recent charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. The pandemic hit home on Thursday night during the Lovington City Commission meeting. With gross receipt tax revenues down and funds dwindling, the commission looked at three options, had discussions on them, and then voted 3-2 in favor of option two, to furlough 30 city jobs in a cost-cutting measure to meet the basic services to its citizens. Mayor David Trujillo explains.
Option one was a little bit more steeper, a little bit more cuts, but in option three was lesser cuts. So that's pretty much the two difference on them. Option two was a 15% across the board from administrated all the way down to the employee. Option one only included admin only, and option three included admin only.
How many jobs are lost here?
That'd be approximately 30, sir.
Department heads will inform which of their employees will be detained today. The city of Roswell is waiving its city employees' furloughs. Mayor Dennis Kentai tells us why.
We are seeing that we're in better shape than we had feared. We're really concerned about the revenue. It's coming in much better for the general fund. And so we are waiving the last six furloughs. We've already waived four of them. And the idea is that we would waive all six of them that are left. And this is before a committee because we have to pass a budget adjustment resolution.
D. George and his wife Penny Oakwan of Carlsbad settled with WPX Energy for an oil and gas wastewater that spilled into their yard in January of 2020. The spill damaged the couple's property. The terms of the settlement were not disclosed. Now that this election cycle is over and the controversy over it, there is fear that citizens won't go to the polls next time. New Mexico Republican Party Chair Steve Pierce encourages voters to remain engaged.
So it's one reason I stay engaged, because it's dangerous to say I'm not going to participate anymore. It's very dangerous.
In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.